Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 19.
Hey. Oh,
wow.
Woo.
Yeah. This week I'm joined by David Rees.
It's me.
Yeah.
Took out the only.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Oh, it's been away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Tom Looney.
Hey. Great to be back.
Looney.
Looking forward to the show.
What have you been up to?
Wow, what an open question.
Yeah.
Anyone
Day.
In the room?
Yeah. Oh, Father's Day, yeah. Oh, got my dad, he
loves... on a premium for 3 months.
Mum was in stitches. Oh, absolutely fucking brilliant.
I even rang up my grandma and told her what I'd done. She was
the family on FaceTime.
I've done it again. but my dad, he's into World War II and that.
Love the Nazis.
I bought him an SS thing. I bought him a Spitfire sofa tray. You know, the ones you put on your lap when you're eating dinner. One of them. And a Reese top, because obviously our last name's Reese. Not spelled the same.
What's a Reese top then?
It's a designer brand. It's actually quite nice. Nice club. 45 quid. I didn't want to say the price because we might be watching, but there you go.
It's a good price though. So it's
exactly. Great price.
Don't be afraid to say if you splash a bit of cash.
Yeah, well, I don't see him much now. I
always
thought
splash
he deserves
on your dad.
It. He deserves it. Yeah.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
Splashing out my dad.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Like a general video coming out.
That is not factual, okay?
You can watch it with your Pornhub premium.
This week we teamed up with Pornhub.
Father's Day was good. But I was away for Father's Day, so I saw him on Friday in Liverpool.
Nice.
I was there for lunch with my sister, her kid, my nephew, and he didn't want to drink his orange juice. Funny story. So I went, "Ooh, I'd like some orange juice," because I thought, if I say that, he'll want it. He punched me in the face.
Wow. Your dad?
No.
Told you time and time again, son.
You'll drink one thing.
We're a milk family.
And so my question for you is, he's two at the moment.
Hit him back.
This is what age can I hit him back?
Not sure.
I was thinking 16 to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Just kind of go, you know, "Oh, you," but then pinch him on the back of his arm.
Oh, what are you crying for? It's a shame.
Wow.
And then push him. I've never done that. No.
Not to your nephew.
No.
You didn't know the kid.
Lots of kids I know.
I think 16, that's fair enough to just punch him back.
Yeah.
How old will I be? 14 years' time. God, be nearly 40.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you could kind of like...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, you need to give him a little bit of a shock sometimes. Even if you grabbed his hand or something and just said, "No, you don't do that," or something. Just anything, because it's like...
Spank him.
Or introduce him.
If you just laugh it off...
Yeah.
I didn't laugh it off. I made several passive-aggressive comments.
Okay, fair enough.
Judging my sister's parenting.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
She's got another kid on the way. I'm hoping that's a boy who grows bigger than him.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does all my fighting for me.
That's a good idea. Train him up early, you know, WWE it.
Yeah. Also, I hope I never get in a real fight because he punched me, a 2-year-old punched me.
Yeah.
I sort of sat back and was shocked for 5 minutes.
Oh. I don't know if I like that. Okay.
But yeah, that was Father's Day. Sort of ruined by my nephew. So when you watch this, think on.
Which you will be watching it.
Yeah. In your cell.
Hey!
Maniac. Max, do you get up to anything wild?
Moving house.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah.
Address in the description.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, it's good.
You edit it, Max.
Exactly. I need more friends. Tom?
What have I been up to? It's been a while. I was a bit sick with the old-fashioned flu.
Well, none of this new shit.
Proper fucking flu. Yeah.
The plague.
One of the seven plagues that went through Egypt back when I was a boy.
None of this Gen Z bollocks. COVID. Yes, that was fun. Not a lot. I've been working a lot, so God. I'm due to drop some hours because I need some time for myself.
Yeah.
Drop your kegs.
Yep.
So weird.
And I've started a new. I'm doing PT now. Not delivering PT. I'm getting trained.
Who's PT?
Yeah.
Hey, pirate PT. Back again.
You said that without tear-filled eyes.
You did.
It's really come on. Well done, mate.
Therapy's work.
So much progress.
It's working wonders, baby.
What's PT all about? What's this?
Well, it's David, my brother, Coach Cooney.
Coach Cooney. Nice.
They've seen. He's self-employed now, so he does it all.
In disgusting shape.
Yeah.
It makes me feel a bit sad about
myself. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I need to get closer to that because it's embarrassing.
That's your genetics, isn't it?
We've got
excuses.
But I figured that, you know...
What do you mean delivering PT?
Yeah.
So, no, I said I'm doing PT, but I've not started... I'm not a personal trainer.
Is that what it stands for?
Are you being trained?
I am being trained. Yeah. I'm remotely. So I get all my stuff set for me, tasks every day.
Oh.
Couple of weeks, my weight's gone up like a kilogram.
Do squats whilst we're
doing this. Like to have a sample.
I want to. It's fine.
Who else we got? Oh wait, I went to the Lake District.
Hey! Nice. I did see your Zoe's dad. Coming out of the water
like James Bond.
Yeah,
in a way.
Tight blue swim trunks.
Red.
Oh,
baggy red.
Close.
Oh, baggy red.
Halle Berry, close behind him.
She wasn't there. There are no black people in the Lake District.
No, true.
Not why we went.
Still the one thing I love about the Lake District.
Go on.
Lakes.
Yeah, a bit obvious.
They are beautiful.
Saved it.
The problem with the Lake District is they're a little bit behind the times in terms of veganism. That's not really a thing there. It's a little bit, but because Zoe's a vegan, we had to go and find a restaurant, and it took about half an hour to find one that catered to a vegan.
Yeah.
And then the place we were staying at had chickens in the garden.
Okay.
So I fed some chickens.
Nice.
They ate out of my hand.
Nice.
A bit like the audience.
Hey!
No.
A bit like your dad.
The chickens didn't.
Really. Stop it!
Sorry. the chickens were pecking at my hand a bit too hard, so I threw the seed at them. Don't. and then they stopped doing it. So
where did you stay?
Oh God, it was high up. It was near Keswick.
Right,
but
okay.
It wasn't Airbnb. It was Airbnb. It was a really small village. There's about 10 people there.
Yeah.
Is that your sort of thing then?
Small villages.
Quiet.
I don't know. Like you seem to like the Lake District.
I like the Lake District. It's why the North's the best. Remember that.
Yeah.
Shove your gherkin up your ass.
Just give in, Dave. But
I would like that.
But yeah, is that like that atmosphere
it's
your
good.
Sort of thing?
Not really, but for a nice break,
yeah.
I couldn't do that week in, week out.
Yeah.
It's too quiet.
Lake District or a European city break?
Good question.
When the weather's good, I'd go European city break.
Yeah.
It's actually Joe's birthday. It will have been Joe's birthday when this comes out, so please wish him happy birthday and say sorry you've been kicked off the podcast.
Happy birthday, Joe.
He just said too many racist comments.
I do miss him.
I miss him being around.
That lonely chair.
Yeah. He's doing the TikTok now. That's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Check us out on TikTok. It's some classic clips and some current ones.
Yeah.
You know, we've still got it.
I like to keep
what the comments say.
Keep it alive, like with the Gordo stuff. That made me laugh.
Gordo. Max, you told me an interesting story that we haven't delved into. You witnessed a birth.
Very strange.
In Arndale?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Sort of place where life and, you know, shopping comes together.
Yeah.
I was at a Home Sense looking for some goods.
Buying the Ardell and Porno.
looking for some home stuff.
Yeah.
As it said in the name of the shop. And across the way, there's like a little cafe.
Yep.
Bit of a rhyme there.
Yeah, across the way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The Arndale poet.
I'm the next Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Go on.
Hey!
So, Chica.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a holiday rep.
Across the way from Home Sense is like a little cafe, open air cafe.
Didn't rhyme.
No.
And there was a lot of commotion going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know. Is that Max from. Not worried about the pregnancy. Right, yeah.
And then it's a lot of like those curtains. You know, like curtains
beef.
On.
Oh. Yeah.
What are they called?
Vaginas.
What vaginas have you seen?
A temporary curtain they put up, like when. Do they put up curtains when a horse is going to be put down in the races? Do they
yeah,
do that?
Exactly. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of a, yeah.
Yeah, like, so I walked past on well. The horses being put down. And there was one of these things. I thought somebody had been, you know.
Shanked.
Shanked yeah. or were dying. It was somebody that had been shanked by a penis.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
about, you know, a few
months
ago.
Later.
And were given birth. In the Arndale.
I was still on this.
I mean, you know, the way it was set up, I knew exactly yeah. what happened.
Yeah. This week's fucking talking point, isn't it?
Oh, that reminds me, actually. Have you ever sniffed water? Right. So no. I see. Yeah. Right.
There's oh, something else.
I was trying to, like water break. That's what got me onto it, thinking about it. I was nose blocks and everything. It was really bugging me, so I tried sniffing up water to clear my sinuses. Don't do it. Burns yeah. like a yeah. bugger.
Did you read that somewhere? Or?
I didn't. Because I tried the pepper thing, and that didn't work.
It get in your eyes. It yeah, comes to the back of your
it
eyes,
did.
Mate.
It did. It really hurt my eyes. Like, and my nose. Burnt yeah. my nose.
You can,
bad idea all around.
Sometimes yeah. if you have hot steam
coming up.
Yeah.
I put two and two together, and I was like, why don't I just sniff the water? That might work out
yeah.
in my favour.
Well, when you say you put two and two together, Dave, that usually means it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Came up with five.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've not even put two and two together. I don't know what you've.
Yeah.
Has it come out of your nose?
It did. It leaked out. It was one of those.
Still work. Shit. Drink that.
You want water, love?
Look at those sprites.
One sec.
Chocolate milk.
that's crass.
It's very
it?
Crass.
That's
very crass.
Why?
Is that from his bum, mate?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
No. It's from his sweat pores on his feet or something.
It's now time for our new segment, Max's Euros Roundup. Max's Euros Roundup. Do we ask you a question?
Enough said.
Or do you just want to
A ding dong. Hey, mother, who's that at the door? It's only England coming home.
Early.
So they've been knocked out of the group stages.
No, we haven't.
Germany, England is the next game yeah. on okay. Tuesday. So it depends when. Oh shit! I don't know when this will come out. I have to play this three ways. It's not happened yet.
Oh shit! No, it will come out on if it's the Wednesday. The game will be over.
Yeah. Oh god!
So
god, I've lost my bet with Dave.
Yeah, he does.
Which means England are still in.
Yeah.
Hey.
See.
Or the other way. I told you they were shit. They were shit. Of the Mannschaft.
Ah, shit. Bastard Germanys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tom, are you a big England fan?
No.
You try and get out of England as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, England. I don't know with England. It's. I can't get into it. I mean, yeah. You're mad on England. You go crazy for it. I do,
massively.
I don't connect with England the same way I do with United.
No, I'm very much the same. I support Liverpool players that are playing internationally. I would rather see Gini Wijnaldum score than England.
I love an underdog.
Really. Except for
I was Macedonia all the way.
See, I wanted Ukraine to do well.
Ukraine. The UK line.
They're the only reason. UK, say. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of shit that comes with England, you know, England fans and some of the shit.
Yeah, they just play quite boring, don't they?
Too safe, I see, sometimes.
I just don't like the players either.
See, I'm the total opposite. I would much rather watch England play than West Ham all day, every
day. That's understandable.
Yeah. Touché.
Max, you're So patriotic.
Yeah.
Who's been your favourite player so far?
Raheem Sterling.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Top
Sterling. You know what I love about him? His name is the name of UK currency.
Yeah.
You've
been investing in Raheem again.
I'm going to put all my money in Raheem coin. Just spraying it on takeoff.
That Bitcoin's actually crashed pretty hard.
Has it?
I invested, I didn't invest much, so I'm okay. But
I'm not getting involved in it now.
I dodged that one.
It's so low.
after your bit with oil, yeah.
Did I tell you I lost a load of money the other day?
Yeah.
Basically.
Just misplaced.
I went to the booze, right?
At work. I've stopped using banks.
I believe in them. Yeah, I put a load of money on something, and then my M margin ran low. So it just cleared.
Some phrases I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I didn't.
Do you know what that means?
No, not a clue.
Just stay away from it, then, mate.
Yeah.
I always just thought it was free money. Like you're never going to lose it.
Have you watched the Wall Street?
Work
day?
Like that.
Yeah. I don't think much before I do things.
No.
So.
And you work hard for your money.
I do.
8 hours a week.
Yeah. not anymore. 40 to 30.
40?
40 to 30. Oh, wow. Well, that's because they need me, because they're desperate. If you're not looking for a job.
It's a graft.
Royal Exchange. Dave. Yeah. TGI's.
That great new segment, Job Search.
There you go.
All you job seekers out there.
Yeah. I imagine there's a few.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Spotify or iTunes. You're in the job centre.
Exactly.
We need a decent producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't have a producer anymore.
No. Gone.
We do have a TikTok enthusiast though. Check him out.
He's
the
living
subtitles.
The dream. He rang me once. He was like, "Do you reckon Stephen will put me on the TikTok?" So I went, "If you ask nicely." So there you go.
Didn't even ask.
There you go.
What the fuck does Joe CV look like? TikTok.
The morning show.
Do you think Stephen will mind?
The old station. That room was good. Yeah. Oh, stupid Joe getting sacked.
Well,
dickhead. So moving on with the news, Laurel Hubbard is the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics. Officials have selected her for women's weightlifting team for Tokyo 2020 after qualifying requirements were recently modified. She had competed in the men's events before coming out as transgender in 2013. The 43-year-old became eligible at the Olympics when they changed it to, the certain testosterone levels. So now she's underneath that, under the threshold, so she can compete. People are kicking off going, hold on. She used to be a man. Now she's a woman. She has a massive advantage. What I think's weird is that they believe this woman would go through what's it called? What's the operation?
Transgender.
Gender
reassignment. All the surgery and stuff, just to possibly have an advantage to win a gold medal in the women's 87 kilogram weightlifting competition.
That is literally an episode of South Park.
Yeah, it is.
But if you win a gold medal, you get interviewed by Philip Schofield over Zoom on This Morning, and then a year later you're on Celebrity Pointless with
maybe that's
Chris Akabusi. And he's giving you funny looks.
Maybe they're just big fans of
go on,
those people.
Well,
what do you mean, those people?
Oh.
You played that safe, mate. Well done.
I genuinely don't
Philip Schofield.
Oh.
Right, okay. Those people.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I just don't think anyone would do it for a chance at a gold medal when it's... Unless it's the 100 metres, where it's big.
Different,
big accolade.
I guess the thing is, I think the motive... I don't doubt the motive.
Yeah.
I guess it's just, unfortunately... It's going to be something that's going to come up, isn't it? Because if you go through puberty as a man, you grow, you might grow bigger. And I don't know, I'd have to see this case.
As someone who's been beaten up by a 2-year-old, I believe most women could beat me in a fight. So I think she'll still lose.
It's a very niche part of the debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there is no debate. It's just, do what you want if it makes you happy. But
you've got to think if there's a Samoan in there, she's going to win.
Exactly.
It's a very easy...
Don't bet on that, Dave. The end margin was right. Go on, so you're saying it's very easy to win a gold medal?
It's a very easy thing to attack.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think it is. A big weightlifter.
Hey. big.
Ooh. Ooh. 87 kilograms is quite it's quite very big.
Yeah. It was also your words. No, it wasn't. It was yours.
So it's
so much hate being thrown around this room.
My work here is done.
So is it a he to a she or she?
Like Zorro, but a shit stirrer.
Your mum's just like,
no, I didn't say he did. He did, I swear.
Trying to get on your horse.
Where's he gone?
I could just be fucking stabbed in the arm now. Should have
found
it there.
Oh no, I'm even there. Wow. What a beautiful set of events
come full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could win a gold medal and not the 100 metres, okay, what would it be?
Dressage.
Sorrow. Top to the lead.
He shagged your mum.
Here he is, the favourite for the gold medal. If only he could get on his horse.
Like the horse dancing, yeah.
Really distressing scene.
He's crying
as we bring out the curtain. Oh God. 10,000 metres.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's in the stadium, yeah. And it's. I just think it kind of really builds, and then that last lap, you know, when the bell goes,
ah, lunchtime.
Formula One.
Okay.
It's not the Olympics.
Running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ribbon dance. General running.
Darts.
Oh, the running with darts. He's on the loose.
And he's gripped. Oh no.
Egg and spoon.
The sack race.
Yeah.
There's another. Just get fired.
And get sacked the fastest.
Dave, what would you go for?
Mine would probably be fencing.
Yeah.
Who can put up a fence the fastest?
Dave.
Got a gold medal for fucking wit.
Yeah,
cleverness.
It's all up here. It's all up here.
Made loads of quips and he gets a gold medal.
Stephen.
Diving looks good, like the high board.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Scary stuff.
I've just realised I don't have to wear the shirt.
No.
Oh, when he's fallen onto the darts. Oh.
And out comes the curtain.
His penis is poking out the shorts. There'll be dogs for that. No, it's halfway down. Just you on your horse jumping on.
You still got a 10 from one of the judges.
What a tie.
Yeah, I'll go for the diving because I watched that. Just hot men
on your own or like synchronized?
Just me and my dad in a sleeping bag, just watching the big boys dive.
The Japanese are really good at that.
Are they?
The diving.
Are they?
Yeah,
I don't think they're really renowned.
China,
isn't it?
Oh, the Chinese.
Well, so footballers.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Ruining the good game.
It's now time for Reliable Source.
Ooh. It's back. Oh, did it ever go?
Popcorn came and went.
Right.
They had to put the curtain up. Popcorn. Yeah. This week's is salad cream.
Damn.
Can't.
No.
Oh, two words then.
Fuck me.
Get out.
I'm out of next week's Reliable Source.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
It's one match ban. I'm so sorry.
Did you panic?
Yeah. I realised David had gone, I don't want to step on his salad, he toes.
Always, Jenna puts
drink
it in
it.
A scrambled egg, which is all right, but apart from that...
Do we discuss it afterwards now?
You can do, yeah, because I've ruined it.
Okay,
I've been punished.
Oh, you're vegan, you can't have cream, can you?
Yeah, I did get a vegan salad cream. Asda. It was nice.
I don't like mayonnaise, but I like vegan mayonnaise.
Yes.
Again, psychologically, what's going on there?
Yeah. I don't like vegan Hellmann's because it's too much of a good imitation because I don't actually like mayo, but...
I want to get you two to try one of these Impossible Burgers and see if you can tell the difference.
Okay.
Probably can.
Well, like, do a blindfold, put a proper burger there. Yeah. A very good
you can eat
there.
It, you don't just have to feel it. It looks like a burger.
Where's the burger?
guys. It's me watching the diving, Dave.
I was strong enough in my sleeping bag.
It's now time to slag off a podcast.
Hey, nice.
I haven't looked at the charts because we haven't uploaded for a while, but this week's is The Bald and the Beautiful.
Okay.
Ooh.
Can we go around and list 10 bald, beautiful people, please?
Ryan Kemp. Oh, no, that's my mate from back.
There you go. Is he bald?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's just got gins with heart.
Is he beautiful?
He's a good looking lad, I suppose. Ross Kemp. That's the one I was thinking of.
Is he beautiful?
He's one of those people that I just think.
Do you have a poster of him on your wall?
No, true.
That surprises me. I could see him, yeah, with his body with a St. George flag on it.
Howard from Halifax.
Yes!
Good idea. Yes.
Who's the Arsenal player that
Ian
does
Wright?
Pundit? Yeah, Ian Wright, yeah.
Harry Hill.
Chris Eubank.
Chris Eubank, yeah.
God, there's actually quite a few. But none
Matt
of these,
Lucas.
None of these appear on their podcast. I would debate that these people are just egotistical nightmares who can't afford a hair transplant.
So, are we thinking bold as in hair or as in like they're quite smart?
Do you mean like brave?
Like bold.
Like the bold.
How are you spelling that, Dave?
Don't know. B-O-L-D.
You can read the screen for this. Bold.
Do you mean bold as in boulder?
Bold. Like a rock?
Do you mean builders? Beautiful Buildings podcast. I'm joined by architect David Rees.
I love the gherkin.
I love a circle.
What did you mean, Dave?
Bold, as in like...
B-O-L-D.
Oh, yeah, like he's quite bold.
He's quite
brazen.
Quite forward.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that means?
Not clever, yeah.
Thought like...
You
like
were quite bold when
like
you said that.
Yeah, like a bold owl.
Too bold.
Yeah.
What?
Like a bold eagle.
A bold
eagle. Bold eagle, that's the
one. David Owls again. Come to David's owl sanctuary. They're all bold.
A bold
fucking manscaped a camera. Come on. Stop flapping your wings. I'd like to see it though.
Have you seen
animals without any hair?
It's an incredible scam.
Bald owl land.
That'd be good.
Just £50 for a family pass.
Mum, I'm scared.
£100, you get to shave them. What do you mean shave them, Dave?
What?
Just the pews. I'm going near that. I'm not gay or nothing. have you seen animals without any hair?
Yeah, really weird.
A bear. I can't think what bear it was. But a bear without any hair is so weird. It looks half the size.
Yeah, just
it's got little claws. An owl bald is quite funny.
Yeah. Well, when cats or dogs have to have operations and stuff, and they get shaved. Yeah, they really are like less than half the size. It's so scrawny.
Well, we should keep it shaved.
I went to a V festival and got on some happy pills, and I imagined sawing a bulldog walk into the tent.
You imagined it?
Yeah.
What was really
like
happening?
A vision?
Like a vision, like a bulldog.
Even when you're off your face, it's still a bulldog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like British bulldog.
Not this American shit.
Not only a chihuahua.
Sort of fucking head.
Not only a Dachshund.
There you go. Next one for you.
Was it scary?
It was a scary moment because I like bulldogs. Mm. Bulldogs!
Bulldog.
there's one for you.
Wow.
They won't fly away.
I didn't even mean that either.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that on the post-it note?
<That's good. laughs>
It is now time for everyone's favourite segment as I buy some time. It's headline news. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'm quite surprised, to be honest. We didn't get it right last week.
World's luckiest, unluckiest man wins 600,000.
Did you mess that up, or is he the luckiest, unluckiest man?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay.
Ooh. Wins 600,000 of some sort of currency.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be China because yen wouldn't be that much.
No, true.
I think maybe it's Raheem's.
is that the end of the
yeah,
headline?
Sure, yeah.
It's just a little tidbit.
Right, world's
He's just a lucky, unlucky man.
Unlucky man.
A terrible.
Where would that be? A lot of money. I'm going to go Poland.
See, I think I've heard this one before.
I guess Poland.
So it's either New Zealand or Australia, but I'm going to go New Zealand.
I'm not happy
Spain.
My guess of Poland. Can I change it?
Yeah.
Brazil.
Okay, you were closer with Poland. It's Croatia.
I thought Croatia as well. I didn't say it.
Maybe I haven't heard this.
So this guy called Frane Selak.
Is he a teacher?
Music teacher, yeah.
I did hear this one. I've got you know the place wrong. Damn it.
So he taught me the kazoo.
So basically, he's just had several near-death experiences, which are insane. So first one, he's riding a train, goes off the rails into the water, killing 17 people.
God.
He escaped with just a broken arm.
Wow.
The next
was it?
Year...
Hey! 17 people did die.
The drivers. Which led to the incident. The very next year, he's on a plane.
Wow.
The door of the plane rips open, sucking him out of the plane.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah? He lands in a haystack. The plane goes down and kills 19 people.
So how far off the... Was this just full on midair?
Yeah. Well, high enough that when it landed, it blew up. And
a fucking haystack.
Yeah.
Saved his life.
I landed on one bouncy ball. Which cushioned my foot.
Which bounced him back into the air.
It was a load of yoga mats.
Open top lorry from the mattress company.
He was in the... Couple of years later, he's on a bus, open top bus, falls into a river.
Wow.
The bus does.
The bus goes into
Fuck.
The river. There were four casualties. He was fine.
Has he already won the money?
No, no.
All right.
He's
riding the bus. So.
Then he's in the space of 3 years, he's in two car accidents where his car just randomly exploded. The last near death experience, he's driving down a road, a truck comes barreling round the corner, he jumps out the car, and the truck hits his car.
Is this fucking Jason Statham?
Yeah, very strange. And then he won 600,000, whatever their currency is.
Is it Croatia? Yeah. Is it Crohn? Crohn's of like Crohn's disease.
Is that Prague in that?
Cooney.
That?
Yeah,
Tom Cooney's.
There you go. 600,000 Tom Cooney's.
It's quite a lot.
He bloody
That's
deserves
crazy.
It. All right, if I was going to think of anyone that deserves £600,000 or coronies, I'd choose him.
Coronies?
Just felt corona.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
is it worth losing your life nearly so many times? If you had to go through all those things and at the end you'd get 600,000, I'd go.
No.
Especially because some of them accidents, a lot of people died.
That's traumatising.
That's guilt, is.
Survivor's guilt.
Maybe about 20 million, I'd think about it, but 600,000.
TGI for it. Oh, I can't say.
That's all right. I actually quite like it. And I got noticed in there once. Everyone was like, oh my God, are you famous? And I was like, oh, if you say so.
Are you David Reese? Did you make this drink? Knotted it. I can drink it out of it.
I'll sniff water for you. There you go. Yeah.
That was his segment, there you go.
I know, I'm fuming.
Cheers, Dave. Very insightful, well researched. Thank you very much.
No! No! This week's talking point is...
Random.
Is this literally to sit around and talk about stuff?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
It is, isn't
it? Would you like to take a card?
No.
Don't go in the middle. We always go in the middle.
Yeah. You can go the middle.
Oh, you can go in the middle.
Anyway, you want
Let me read it.
Yeah, please.
Yep.
I'm just thinking about that for a minute.
What's your answer, Tom?
You hang on to that.
I'm going to say no.
What are your thoughts on the general 3-month rule before having sex with someone you're dating? Ooh. Should we pick another one? No,
that's good.
I think all of these are dating.
Not all of them.
No.
Oh, they're not.
Some are sex ones.
Which of course isn't dating.
It's just a casual thing.
I've just been out fucking. But I'll hug you.
Brought to you by Pornhub.
three. I thought it was three dates.
Yeah, three date rule. Yeah.
Well, there's 3 days.
What?
No, well,
them,
I guess
feed them 3 dates.
Well, maybe we'll just change it.
It's a bit like breaking your fast. if you're a Muslim.
Fucking what, figs? Fuck.
27 years we did that.
Well, I guess it's rules in general. So yeah, 3 months, 3 dates, whatever. Just going into it, knowing that there's a kind of rule, no matter how it's going, that you've got to wait.
So I thought the 3 date rule was a thing.
Yeah, same.
And then on the third date, I passed out drunk. But then after that, I thought, oh God, she's gonna leave me now because
I've not made
the move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've not laid down.
I thought she'd be like, he's a waste of time. She wasn't. So on the fourth date, that's when we did it because I thought, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. Genuine thought. But then I was like, yeah, if you don't do it, she's just going to be like, oh, what's the point?
Yeah.
But that's a bit of a myth. But it depends on the person, doesn't it?
Was that difficult then? Were you kind of not ready? Was it a bit anxiety-inducing?
It was very, very anxiety. I took 2 hours to... I didn't even come. Yeah, when I'm on the bus, you know. Yeah. When I'm on the train. Basically everything that happened to that Croatian guy. Semen coming out of my pants. No one died.
Yeah.
I did get a broken arm. If you're watching Northern Rail. So yeah,
top and open top bus.
Fuck.
We're gonna drown. Because that's a myth, the 3 date rule. Yeah, I guess it's a general guidance, but it's not like I misinterpreted it as
it had to be done. Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Dave?
Don't really bother me. Just if you're ready, you're ready, sort of thing.
Like, how'd you
go
know?
In it? Just whack it out and see what she does.
Oh boy!
That's a little.
Did you call your mum beforehand?
Rules are made to be broken, well, son. Get in there.
I don't know. It's just a...
Your move.
Checkmate. Your move. Don't know. I was ready whenever. Like, I was pretty eager. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
did you wait for her to make the move?
It was a bit of. My parents went out and Jenna was round and I was like, this is the perfect time to do it if you're up for it. And she was like, yeah, more than up for it.
Wow. So
I don't think we
followed. Sir.
I don't think we necessarily planned it, but then they went out and I was like, no time like the present.
You reckon your parents knew?
Yeah, probably, because I was rushing them out the door. I was like, right, see you in a bit, Ed. Bye, bye. What time are you going to be back? Nice one. Okay, see ya.
You put your pants back on, Dave.
I was waiting for her turn to make the move. But...
oh, Dad, you got any jollies?
I'm going in there bareback.
For fuck's sake.
It's a quote from Gavin and Stacey. It's a quote from Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll land with our viewers.
Which you co-wrote, didn't you? The catchphrase.
Yeah.
I'm going in her, baby. Oh, Gavin, what do you like? At a funeral.
I don't know how many dates we had before we actually did it. I didn't really.
You had your Indian curry.
Oh,
date?
You did. Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah, I had to ring my mum. Oh, I've told you loads, and I. Yeah.
Is that a Tom reference?
He did.
I hope that came across. It wasn't just a weird comment. Did you call your mum beforehand? Eh?
Because
that'd be outrageous, wouldn't it?
I rang my mate straight after.
Literally.
I was like, I've done it.
What, in there bareback at all?
I'm brave, mate. I'm brave. Because it's kids. So.
How are the kids?
I told you they're on the other day.
Love it, there's no structure. Okay, Max.
Don't you want
Sexy it? Smith.
Hey, he's coming.
Were you nervous?
Was I nervous?
Yeah. Because it's a long time. For me and you, it was a long time.
Long time.
So I don't know about you, it's built up in my head.
Mm.
Did you do that at all? You're like,
So when you're nervous, you get bad gas, don't you?
I was zipping around the room like a balloon that was just been let go.
Just drumming every pump. Oh. Sorry. Accidentally sharp.
Oh, that'd be great.
Fucking hell.
You're vulgar today, Dave.
Oh, mate, I'm on
pretty crass. Tom.
You don't care about any of that, though, do you?
I just don't care about anything. I guess if you do it too early, it hasn't the chance to fuck things up, I guess, just because if you haven't got to know each other at all, texting, you know, whatever. So if there's a chance that, you know, there might be something there, there's more chance of messing it up if you have sex too early.
Especially in my cock.
But
See, I only ever heard of the 3-day rule from the song.
What song's that?
A 3-day rule song. I forgot how it goes.
Look in the description.
Dad used to sing it.
Yeah.
First day, just fingers.
I don't listen to the 3-day rule. If your partner makes twice as much money as you, should you still split the rent 50-50?
Ooh.
See, Jenna does double what I earn. Yeah. So that actually applies to me.
And you're working 40 hours a week?
Yeah. No, she's got promoted to a new job.
Don't get a degree, kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
Income
just work.
Especially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She is a bang on double what I earn.
You could have just said she's bang on, it would have been nice, Dave.
Yeah.
And you made it about money.
So I'm here to stay.
So you
if you go back tonight, kicking off, I pay fucking 50-50, and you earn double. I've been speaking to Stephen.
Because you've been a lady of leisure for some time, haven't you? not defrosting dinner.
Not defrosting. I did buy an outfit for her that she liked, so there you are.
Do you like it as well? Stephen suggests lingerie.
One of those new sexy podcasts, I see.
Shut up, Max. Shut up.
Grab the suits and bring it out.
What did you say? One of those sexy podcasts, what?
Suits.
So, the fuck is that?
Look at that sexy three-piece she's wearing. The way the waistcoat covers your breasts. Oh, God.
And the picture of Joe Rogan.
Oh, he's bald and beautiful.
There you go.
He's not beautiful. Where were we?
Just be open and honest about money. Talk about money. Be very clear, because money's a fucking nightmare if you don't talk about it and something crops
only
up.
Talk about money.
Resentment builds.
Don't speak about anything.
Yeah.
Just
how much is that going to cost me?
Time is money, love.
Don't wait 3 dates straight away.
Yeah.
Pay them.
You know,
pay them on the first date for at least a hand job.
Yeah.
If they don't want to do it, wasted your time. This is a joke, okay.
I personally don't see the problem split at 50-50. She's doing well for herself. I don't see how that should be my issue.
My situation is I'm older than Zoe, so I pay more, I earn more. So I think I should pay more, because at her age, money means more.
Harder. Yeah, yeah.
And it's a conscious choice to live in town in a nice apartment. Yeah. Like, you don't have to live there. It's quite expensive.
And
so
I want to live there for work.
Exactly. So if I chose to live somewhere nice.
She has got a job.
Yeah.
Did get a pay rise.
And again, Jenna moved up to Manchester for me, because I wasn't moving down. So again,
all working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to need to come up here, because this rent ain't going to pay itself.
Ormrod's moved there.
I'm not even real.
I won't even wear my sexy outfit. I'm going.
He took my one chair.
I think it depends on your circumstances.
That's
the beautiful thing about human nature, you know, everyone's different.
Yeah.
And these things can be solved by just honest good discussion.
Yeah. Initially, I paid for a lot of things in my relationship because I sort of wanted to spoil my girlfriend because I never had one.
Nice.
I was a fucking loser.
Best thing to do, mate.
And then it reaches a point where you go, hold on, I've created a bad dynamic.
In my own life.
So now she's paid for everything.
She's massively in debt.
Loan sharks are coming around, but they're nice to me.
If I was making the less, like, lease money, they were making more.
I'd insist on paying nothing.
I'd be like, come on. But if I was making more, on it, really depends on the situation. If they're making,
circumstance,
you know, like thousands more, then...
I think in general, 50-50 works.
Yeah.
I decided that over the last couple of years, I just do not care about money at all. I don't keep track of anything.
Causes problems.
I just pay for stuff all the time. I don't really ask for it back. I kind of keep a mental note sometimes of things, but...
20 quid come out of my account from PC World. I was like, where the fuck did I go PC World?
Is it all insurance?
Right. Yeah, I might have been, but I was like, all right, check in. It's happened now. I can't be arsed.
There you go.
There you go.
There's my
I think we need to do Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
What? What is this?
Can't be true.
So, Tom, you are our detective.
Yes.
And Stephen Lies, we've changed up a little. It's now an object that belongs to one of us. This week, it's a lovely fan. Shit. It's a lovely fan.
Take a look.
Tell me about this fan, Max.
This is a fan that I found in the room of the Birmingham hotel suite we stayed in
Birmingham.
In Birmingham. During the tour.
I remember that because it's a lovely Chinese lady there.
Yeah.
She was giving you the eye, Max.
She was,
Not the segment.
Have you finished?
Yeah.
So what was it? You found it in a hotel room.
Yeah, in Birmingham.
Is that it?
Yeah,
And why'd you keep it?
I've just been in my room, innit?
Okay. This survived the move.
A lot of things have.
Good.
Well, it hasn't really survived, though, has it?
Except for Tom McManus. And IP, those stairs were tricky.
Dave, what's this got to do with you?
It was in a Christmas cracker one Christmas, and it was mine. I got it in the Christmas cracker, and my sister wanted it, and where she wanted it so bad, I decided to keep it.
Nasty.
What Christmas was this?
Christmas, I want to say 2015, 2016, that time.
Okay.
She won her like a deck of cards. You know, you get the miniature deck of cards in them. And I was going to swap, and where I could see how
you're
desperate.
Talking too much, boy.
How desperately she wanted it, I decided to keep hold of it. And
so 2015, eh?
2015. Well, actually, no, that would have been before I come to uni. So about 2017.
You wanted to prolong your sister looking desperate.
Ooh.
I'm not a fan of that. The gold medal, yeah? He gets the fucking gold medal.
You gave him, yeah?
You did.
Stephen.
Not like I was a fan.
Hey!
This fan is yours.
This is my...
Why is that?
It's a fan from my first fan.
Oh, nice.
Can I have some more information on what
sure
you just
said
there?
So I was on holiday in around 2011.
Okay.
With my dad and his partner. Just us three. And it was during a little football tournament we had there, which was led by a woman who worked at the place, just sort of monitoring us. And we played, I say tournament, it was just two teams.
Okay.
There was an Irish lad there who was very good. He said he played for an academy in Ireland. Mm. So he was the best player. So at the end of the games, we sort of did best player wins this miniature football.
Okay.
But the woman who led it took a liking to me. And she was like, here's a sort of prize for you. And that's all she had. First woman who ever looked at me.
Okay.
First woman who ever came
eye contact.
To me.
Beautiful in the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. She was.
Rhythmic.
Yeah.
If you're watching, Quinita.
You've kept hold of it all this time. How long ago was it?
2011, so 10 years.
10 years.
It's a history, that.
Minor bit of damage.
So I don't think it's you.
Why not?
Shit story,
I just don't
mate.
Think it's you.
Fucking boring story. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm more going down the road of who would hang on to this. It does like a Christmas fucking cracker piece of shit.
It does. It looks like a Christmas cracker one. Dave mentioned Christmas crackers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But Spain's hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they also
Birmingham is piping hot. In March.
Stephen.
Yes.
It's you.
I realised it was 2017, so I lied a little bit there.
Fucking hell.
Because that's two more years that you held on to this piece of crap.
Well, as true as mine.
7 years.
Yeah.
So you were telling the truth, so it was you, but you lied. So
I lied about
doesn't
the
count.
I realized, no one wins.
No one wins.
Not even the listener.
I was very torn.
So is the fan.
Hey! For
listeners at home, it's ripped.
It's buggered.
God.
It's like a bit like Max before he makes love, as in farting.
Yeah.
Well, it could be abs.
Abs, yeah. Probably abs under there.
I won't assume.
Abs sailing.
Yeah.
Or abs from CBBs.
Abs sailing down for a shag.
My parents are out.
And she's on floor 2. I'm on floor 17. What do I do?
Abs sailing.
Just going room to room.
Penis out.
Any takers? Your move.
Oh. Viewers' most embarrassing moments. This is becoming my favourite segment.
Yeah, it is. Good fun. Good laughs.
I was sat in DT, farted and followed through. Obviously, class started saying they could smell something. My mate sat next to me was asking if I shat myself, to which I kept replying, obviously not. That's like James Ormond, isn't it? obviously not.
Yeah, I've shat myself. Dickhead.
As he tweets about something Dave said. Dave just said I shat myself. I went to the toilet and there was murky liquid everywhere.
Lucky for me,
I had a bottle of aftershave in my school blazer, so I gave my pants a quick clean, sprayed a considerable amount of aftershave on my boxers, in brackets, soak them.
Don't put them back on.
Yeah.
No.
I went back to class. My teacher said he could smell something weird. Oh, the teacher's joined in. Oh, and everyone was looking at me. I was 17.
Oh, no! 17!
That's college, isn't it?
Yeah,
This is somewhat salvageable if it's like, oh, I was 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess he had aftershave. 17.
I honestly didn't think anything had happened, so I sat at school in my own shit for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Thank you for your honesty.
That was that was like a nightmare for me as a kid.
Because I've never shat myself. I know the viewers genuinely times. Believe I have. They email in a lot.
Yeah.
I think it is widely accepted that
you did do it at school.
No, I just never have. But that story, it's awful. Like, I couldn't imagine any, like, oh my God.
I would leave. Like, you just leave, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But the one last week was about a primary school kid who shut themselves in class, then wait until they got to the playground and flicked out the shorts. So they had to clean it up with the dustpan. Oh, no. but thank you for your great stories. Keep those coming. Instagram DM please on Stephen Tries Podcast. That's how we do it. It's anonymous. Well, it's not. I can see who it is. I can see your pictures. But
coming under them.
Yeah. 50% of the time, I don't say who it is. Yeah. So. It's now time for IMAX.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Me and everyone at the IMAX Review Association are not happy with that.
The IRA. 60 episodes in,
you will be getting letters from us.
We will not negotiate with the IMAX Review Association.
As long as it's just letters and not parcels.
Hello, guys. Welcome to a new episode of IMAX. Things are really exciting nowadays because the cinemas are finally open. Assume that was a noise, a sound effect of some sort.
Exciting.
I don't know much about sound effects.
One can only assume.
Don't have the internet. This week I went to see Fast and the Furious.
Nine?
No. Yeah.
I say no, you didn't.
Oh. Well, anyway, I didn't.
Did you actually not go and see it?
Went to go see it.
Did you see the film? Did
I
you
went
watch
to go see it.
No, oh, no. You went.
Did you watch
you just
it?
Keep repeating yourself.
Did you absorb the film? Did you watch it?
Maybe.
What happened?
It's not up to me to say, is it? So I bought a recorder now.
Oh, so it's...
I've had my trusty recorder.
Woe is me. IMAX has hit a slump so hard, I might never recover. After inviting my date to the latest Fast and the Furious film, she decided to leave. After I said I wouldn't mind having a hot diesel injection, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, how's your father? Now I'm all alone. with nothing but these movie props to console me. James Bond's guns, Gene Kelly's dancing shoes, and Hugh Grant's... Oh, it's just Hugh Grant.
Gosh, if you could just, please let me go, or perhaps just, gosh, kill me already?
Get back in your box, Hugh.
Oh, gosh, bugger.
Oh, of course. I know what to do. My experiments. My real-life Frankenstein's monster. He'll be my little film freak. My little Betamax.
1 hour later.
It's alive. It's alive.
Gosh, who's alive?
Silence, Hugh. My creation is about to speak for the first time.
Only me?
Now I know how God feels. Tremble before me, peons, for my power is ultimate.
Only me?
Oh, diddums. Does baby want some popped corn? Maybe a hot dog? Pick and mix, I have all the movie essentials here.
Only me?
He's angry. Why? How? I made you to love, not hate.
Paddington.
Paddington?
Paddington 2.
Oh, Hugh, the villain of the movie.
Gosh, but I was just acting. It wasn't real.
But Betamax's mind is too far gone now. He doesn't understand the difference between fiction and reality. I'm so sorry, Hugh.
No! Silly old bear.
Wait, where are you going, Betamax?
Look, I bring Vin Diesel here to make love to you.
Oh, no, Sully. Not that sort of injection. I meant with this hot diesel. Oh, God, it hurts. Oh, God, kill me, please. I can't take the pain.
Silly old bear.
Get out, Max.
That's the worst one I've ever heard.
Oh, see, on the contrary.
That was awful.
So hard to do.
Let's talk.
Oh, mate, that's a shame.
In fact, you dragged Tom McManus into this.
Is anyone doing the Hugh Grant
impression?
Will
that make the edit?
That was,
I'm not sure. Maybe the first 10 seconds and the last.
Like the Hugh Grant impression. Actually.
Shame. Real shame. Problem is you know, now that he's roped other people into it. Mm. Yeah, friends of the podcast.
Exactly, like...
He's bringing them down as well.
Like, Tom McManus had a good name for himself until today.
I think less of Tom now.
If we do a... Like a vote now.
Yeah.
IMAX is going in the bin.
I think so. I think. Oh,
can we do that vote?
I reckon we should.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I don't think you can read with those sunglasses on.
I can't read anyway. Jordy.
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Why I,
kid.
You're from Newcastle. What's your name?
Wabba Labba Ding Dong. Classic Newcastle name.
Yeah.
And I'm here to I'm running for local office. Appearance on the show is part of the campaign trail.
Wow.
I'm a Geordie looking to take off of Manchester.
So what's your first name?
Wamma Lamma Ding.
So your surname's Dong.
Wamma Lamma Ding. Surname Dong.
So I've seen a lot of posters saying vote Dong.
Yeah.
Vote Dong.
Around Manchester.
Vote for Dong. A vote for Dong is a vote for you.
And me, I guess. Misconstrued.
It's mainly you. It's not for me, isn't it? What party do you represent?
The Dong Party.
Oh, so you're an independent.
Wow. No. There's a long line of dongs.
Right.
Is it the gents' toilets?
Yes, this guy.
Well, that's a very funny thing to say, because a lot of my policies...
Oh, dealt with like a politician.
Yes! Give me high five.
Go on, you were saying, finish.
About toilets and dongs.
Yeah.
Men using toilets.
This is your policy.
Oh, what are the policies?
You want men to use toilets.
I want men to use toilets more. Mandatory toilet breaks.
So are you doing like, are you going to make it like you have to pay to use the toilets?
Fuck off, payment. Not payment.
Yeah, so what are your policies, please?
Policies. I got so many policies.
Can we have three?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
So no, toilets. Nothing to do with toilets.
Right,
that's
okay,
done.
That's out.
Okay, have you ever heard of pine nuts?
Yeah.
Free pine nuts for children under 15. Kids need more pants.
What's that based on?
Just surveys that I've done around the local schools.
In Manchester?
In Manchester.
What schools are they?
Great School of Manchester.
I'll be shocked if I saw you walk into my school. I'd go, get him the hell away. Someone grab a taser.
Too right.
He's gurning. What sort of school do you go to? Manchester School with tasers.
What kind of questions were you asking to come
How
to
many
this
pineapps have you eaten in the last week?
And say, no, that's a leading question.
You making digs at Manchester?
What? No.
Mr. Dong.
No, they're safe. They're safe schools with tasers. I wish there were more tasers in schools, which is why I'm up in the number of tasers.
More pine nuts, more tasers.
Number three.
Pine nuts and tasers
for children
kids.
Under 15.
Male toilets, is that aimed at kids as well?
That's only aimed at small population in Manchester for the Dong population.
So only people that...
What?
It's just you.
Policies are only for people called Dong.
Are you incontinent?
No, I'm in a room in Manchester.
Do you get anxiety about weighing?
Weighing? No. Wait, do you mean like... Because I'm Geordie, do you mean like baby?
Kids, yeah. Smoking? It's very good.
You tell us to be research.
Do you have a small kid?
I've got a small child,
like
yes.
A biological one that's...
Yes, my wife gave birth the other day in one of these great shopping centres in Manchester.
Oh, wow, we heard about
the Lowry.
Congratulations.
Yes.
What's your little baby called?
Oh, not even the under.
Little Dong.
Little Dong.
Little Dong Dong.
Little Dong Dong,
What's the beret for?
It's a beret for to stop you from seeing me bald head. I'm on the Bald and Beautiful podcast next.
Is this a wig?
No, it's not a fucking wig. It's pubes growing up.
Bald and or beautiful.
You're funny, aren't you?
Is it true you're actually blind?
I'm not blind. I'm only blind in one eye.
Which eye?
That one, probably. I lost one of my kidneys in a bet.
Me too.
I meant a Betfred.
You lost a Betfred?
No, I was in a Betfred and I lost one of my kidneys.
You got one kidney, one eye?
Yeah. One kidney, one eye.
And one decent policy.
One decent policy, which is all children.
You've admitted you have one decent policy.
Decent policy. I've got three more.
Go on.
They're okay.
Do you want to rattle off your policies?
Yeah.
Go on, just quick fire.
High nuts.
High heels. sort of like a little gun that can shoot spuds.
Why are you describing a cowboy?
I want to see a little cowboy.
Have you seen a cowboy in the corner of the room?
I saw a cowboy before I came in.
Right.
He was on TV.
Was it Zorro? Oh, right.
No, Toy Story.
You're watching Toy Story with your son?
No, not with my son, with my wife.
It's all over the place.
No, I'm a politician, eh? Bit of satire.
Eh?
What was the satire?
I'm always lying.
On your back. You're
telling us that?
I'm a satirical comedian.
Do you want to tell us a joke? A satirical joke?
The other week, I felt a small tap in the bathroom. My grandma had fallen on the floor and needed help up.
It's just a small tap. One of your relatives falls to the floor.
Is he a weak
small tap?
Well, the joke is because it.
Are you lying again? Yankee, this even happened.
Yankee candle, more like stanky candle.
Get out.
It's a satire for you.
It's not satire.
I'm confused.
Please don't vote for him.
No. I don't even know what his policies actually were. Pine nuts and little guns.
Spud guns.
That's all I got.
Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it?
You'd like to
you're
think
back.
There's some goodness in the world.
I'm glad you stole my shirt.
I think the two of you would really get on, actually.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Not similar voice. It's now time for Day's Raves.
It's Day's Raves. Day's Raves. Gotta get those Day's Raves.
He's reviewing. Oh, he's reviewing.
So today's episode of Day's Raves, first episode of Day's Raves Reviews.
It's not.
What's in today's pipeline for Day's Raves Reviews?
Sorry, panicking Day.
I am nervous.
Take hold of it.
Well, I'll take you to past Dave, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
everyone, and welcome to Dave's Rage Reviews. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to iron. First things first, you want to get yourself an ironing board in typical Blue Peter fashion. My ironing board is all ready and set up. Next thing you want to do is get your iron. The iron itself is the very key ingredient to ironing things. Today I'm going to be ironing my trousers. What some people like to do is they like to spray their trousers with a bit of water to get the creases out a bit. I'm not going to do that today just because I can't be bothered and my trousers aren't that creased, so it's not that much of a problem. And also, I'm lucky enough to be quite wealthy, and mummy and daddy bought me a very nice steam iron. So what you want to do is you want to use that just to, again, get the creases out a bit more, straightens everything out. It's a very nice handy tool. So here we go. Oh no. Oh my God, I've done it again. I've missed out a very, very important part of the process. With ironing, what you're meant to do is you're meant to take your trousers off first. I've just given myself third-degree burns. Thank you, everyone. This has been Dave's Rave Reviews. I am running to the hospital.
I really like that.
So that was Dave's Rave Reviews.
Wow. What I appreciate, though, is your commitment to telling us what happens.
Exactly.
You've given yourself third-degree burns.
Yep.
Barely an ouch.
And you ran to the hospital.
Yeah. I did.
Incredible.
I
did.
Throughout that, I thought this isn't good and it's not going to be good. But then it ended up being really good.
Do you know what I mean?
It was really liked it.
And we've not had that.
No.
Yeah.
With certain segments.
Wow. It's almost like not having to find clips of celebrities. Saying hello.
It's almost like, not getting Tom Master ham in his fucking Hugh Grant impression.
There you go.
How many weeks has
I'm word backwards from that.
Yeah. 5 out of 10.
For ironing.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is that mainly due to your own?
Mainly due to me burning.
Are you good at ironing?
No, terrible. Can't iron a shirt.
I think that came across.
Yeah. I forget things. That's going to be the new format. Thank you very much.
Dave, that was pretty crazy.
Thank you.
But there's levels to crazy.
Yeah.
It's Tom Looney.
Yeah.
Cheers. Matt's trying to say Looney. Yeah.
So this is my first week doing it with no parameters. Honestly.
Are they those fish that bite in the sea?
Yeah.
Said Dave.
Not me. So this week, I've gone for some crazy conspiracies that actually happened. I don't think we've done this. I was panicking thinking I have. But anyway, it's Pride Month. So Canada once tried to develop a gaydar. Back in the 60s, the Canadian government was so paranoid about homosexuality, it developed a gaydar machine. They got a university professor to engineer a machine that when people were showed same-sex erotic imagery, their pupils would dilate. This machine was used to exclude or fire more than 400 men from the civil service, military, and the Mounties.
That's mad.
And then what? The Mounties?
The Mounties. That's that there.
The gay bar.
It's what they call mountains.
No, it's they're cavalry.
Yeah.
Oh,
shocking. Because Canada is typically, well, stereotypically polite.
These days. Yeah.
Gaydar,
yeah.
Got another.
Should we try that on the podcast now?
We should.
Me and Dave will have sex. See if your pupils die. Like next week's Dave Rave Reviews.
5 out of 10.
I'm not going in there, babe.
No.
A gay bomb.
Gay bomb
was proposed. I really don't get the logic of this. This just goes to show how backward thinking used to be about homosexuality. This is 1994. The US Air Force were exploring the possibility of using pheromones as a weapon. They requested over 6 years, $7.5 million a year to basically experiment with dousing the enemy with pheromones in the hope that it might lead to homosexual behaviour.
Make them gay.
Yeah, and they'd find each other sexually irresistible, assuming that this would obviously make them incapable of fighting and they'd just start...
That's just what the gays do.
Shagging,
Listen to Kylie and Shag.
Also, what was also suggested at the time was a heavy sweating bomb, a flatulence bomb, and a halitosis bomb.
They're basically
Max, you were
bombs.
Born around 19...
Hey. Fucking hot take. It's all about...
Project Acoustic Kitty.
Nice.
Back in the 60s, to spy on the Soviets and the communists, the CIA they experimented with bugging cats to try and spy on people. Allegedly, the first cat that they wired up was immediately hit by a car. So it didn't go very well. It was a massive failure. It cost $20 million.
To wire up a cat?
Yeah.
Cats are classically rogue. They'll just go about...
Do what they want.
They'll do the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
Come here, kitty.
Do it to a dog. Dogs are quite obedient, aren't they?
I'd go down the road if it's a bad idea.
Yeah, as a whole, but if I was going to do it, I'd do it to a dog.
Yeah. Or a tortoise.
Or a tortoise, yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Ow! Too much.
Too loony.
You're bonkers. He claps like that.
Yeah. Seal.
I'll
be honest with you. Max shows a lot more disdain to obscene green than Looney Cooney.
Really?
It does.
Yeah.
Why?
Deep down, there's a big love for Looney Cooney.
Been friends for years.
Yeah.
You know, that little smile you get whenever you do a Looney Cooney.
Yeah.
You know, it just fills me with joy.
I wish your segment filled me with joy. Because we're such good friends.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, we're such,
that was such an easy way it. Then. A really get fucking it. Easy way then for you to show some gratitude.
No, honestly.
That's fucking respect.
From the bottom of my heart.
You're right, Steve.
You're taking this the wrong fucking way. Why are you taking this a negative way? I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, wish that I could enjoy your segment. I really wish that I could.
You're the villain here.
I genuinely wish I could enjoy it. Every week I give it a chance. Every week I say, you know what, this week it could be good. I'm going to give it every chance. I want to support Max.
Yeah, do you know what? You've just got bad taste. Look at that shirt, bad taste.
No, I might do, but as I said, you know, I wish stuff. I didn't, mate. I wish I didn't. It would be better if I enjoyed what you did.
We've got branded stuff and you got nothing.
Yeah.
River Island, where's that? in the river somewhere.
Tesco.
Sainsbury's.
No, you said F&F, didn't you?
No, but I got mixed up. It was Sainsbury's one.
Yeah, he gets his clothes from Sainsbury's. With the grocery shop.
So we get your
Buy myself
from
a new jumper.
Oh, it's all in, one store.
Don't mind if I do.
Don't need to go down to the high street and pay high street prices, where it's probably made by a little Chinese kid getting underpaid.
Okay, it is now time for Put It to the Max.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Put it to the max. Put it to the max.
Hello, Stephen and the gang. Love the podcast. My parents caught me mid-climax and it's been awkward ever since. What should I do for it to be less awkward? Cheers, Anonymous.
Make it a thing.
Yeah.
Have a convo about it.
Yeah.
How would that go, Dave?
Only one way to find out, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Act it out.
Do you want to be a masturbator?
Yeah, I'll be the chronicle masturbator.
Parents?
Sure. Yeah.
And I'll be what you were masturbating to.
Yeah.
Oh, God, okay.
Oh, Dad. Oh, I'm sorry the other day that you come into my room and saw me masturbating to...
Not the only people coming into your room. Hey.
Sorry, you come
You get this, son?
Hey,
you got this one, love.
Come here, love.
Degation.
Husband, can you talk to him, please?
Just move out.
It's the
final question. There's a chair with a pie and there's a chair with a penis. Which one do you sit on? And which one do you eat?
Oh.
Great question.
Am I wearing trousers? Have I sat on the penis one?
It's going up your bum.
It's not a flaccid penis, but it's just attached to the chair.
Yeah.
It's like a real penis
sort
on
of
a chair.
Carpenters does this.
See, I don't like pie-esque. So
you do like pie.
I like chicken pie actually. So.
Why are you lying again,
sort of
Dave?
Pie, is it?
It's just.
It can be your choice.
My choice.
Your choice of dick as well.
Oh, nice.
Long.
Well, there's no obvious winner.
Micro penis and
yeah.
No, it's a 6.5-inch penis.
What I'm worried about is who does the pie belong to?
Mm.
You know, because
could be full of penises.
But true. Yeah. But also, if you're going to spoil someone's dessert,
dinner, if it's savoury or sweet, you're going to face their wrath as well.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to have another cock up the arse.
But you might face the wrath if you eat the pie.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So either way...
This is what I'm worried about. Yeah.
When you say eat the penis...
I feel like sitting on it is less guilt.
That's a good point.
God, I didn't see that.
You going to get up? No.
Yeah.
Because you can't. That's not in the question, is it? You just got to sit on it for a bit.
Sit on a... Hopefully hot. Well, not hot, actually. Cool.
It's not always gay if you take a penis at the bum.
Which philosopher said...
we should end on that.
Earn it on the... apparently, it's just where the male G-spot is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, could
you have a good time?
Has Jenna returned? She's still gone, is she?
Yeah, she's back now. I've been on my own. So I'd probably sit on the penis and eat the pie.
It's a nice pie, yeah. I'll eat the pie, sure.
I want a fruit pie.
I'm not eating a penis because that just sounds.
Well, things it's like cause disgusting. It's a bit odd, isn't it? Like because then I'll be there just like sucking off this penis
just a blow
on a chair.
Just a blow
It's not eating. It's not like chewing this penis.
You're chonging a dong.
So yeah, you don't have to eat this fleshy penis.
Just have to suck it off.
Yeah. If you sit on it, you can kind of like just grin and bear it, you know, like whatever.
At least you'll get a bit.
I'm
going to
do both
it
at the same time,
and no one will mess with them.
You got any cream?
What am I talking to there? You know?
Sit on a pie while you're sucking up a penis. Yes, please.
And then someone walks past and goes, I'll have what he's having. And then they get a cock up the bum.
I meant the pie.
No!
It's just a really funny. I think the two Ronnies have done this. But Max, what are you doing?
Sit on penis, eat pie.
I just meant general.
Very strange chairs.
And strange mantra. So you're sitting on the penis, eating a pie. Same. You same?
Yeah, why not?
Lead by example.
So you're going first.
Yeah.
I will follow that man.
Fucking hero.
I remember
where he goes, I go.
I remember Nelson was sat on a pug pie.
Yeah.
Sucking off a soldier.
We'll be in there.
Yeah. That's why I went to prison. Stay tuned for next week's IMAX.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
This dude.
Thank you. Max Smith.
Cheers, guys.
And Tom Looney.
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 Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.